This is the Great Northern Radio Show on Northern Community Radio. Wherever you are, you're lucky to be somewhere. We feel pretty lucky to broadcast our show in northern Minnesota. I'm your host, Aaron Brown, here with you in Pequot Lakes. This is the season in northern Minnesota when the roads turn to mud and the windows on the school bus come down. Not this week so much, but recently, the bus windows come down because for 5 months, school buses have been mobile meat lockers. The only two sources of warmth, a tepid heater two rows up, if you remember from your school days, or maybe the rancid breath of the kids sitting next to you, the rancid, hot, steamy chicken peanut butter breath of that kid. The kid's breath was actually hotter than the heater, so you really had a tough choice. But this week, the kids let the air blow through their hair. They cracked those windows down. I lived in the country as a kid. That meant a long bus ride that could never go fast enough, especially on the way home. There were only two ways you could get home faster. Well, the first was if Bob was driving. Now, Bob looked and acted like a Finnish-American Jack Palance. He drove like he was running a blockade, you know, just... So if you saw Bob in the driver's seat, that was one thing. But the second way you could get home faster was if some kid who lived down a long dirt road was gone that day. So you'd watch these people climb up into the bus, and if you saw the kid who lives down the long road, you'd just curse, like, ah, there's the brothers who live down Twisty Lane, or the girl whose very existence forced the school bus to circle your house like a jumbo jet around O'Hare, you know, just going around and around. What I really wanted was a bypass. I wanted a sleek, smooth road that led directly from the school to my house. No stops, no turns, just pure speed. That's what I wanted as a kid. Well, in the run-up to our show tonight, the issue we heard about most was the Highway 371 bypass project. Of course, you can see it going on all around town. Folks are worried what it might do to this little town of Pequot Lakes. What are we giving up for folks to drive just a little faster? It's funny how we're in such a big hurry these days. I don't have to ride the school bus anymore, thank goodness, but I would give anything to just feel that first spring air through a bus window, that feeling where the bus, you can just feel the spring air and feel that freedom that comes in through the window. Those minutes on the bus are a little less important now. You can't bypass time. You can't bypass memories. You can't bypass people. So we're here tonight to show that there's a reason to be here. Pequot Lakes is worth a stop. It was worth it for us. It's been a wonderful town for us as the show has arrived. And this town will be a wonderful place for all of you for years to come.